It works for me.
Well, it works for me too.
But before, I needed to do a lot of times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But right now, thank God, mindless most of the time.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Sometimes some things are coming and I do stop meditation and then I get rid of it.
Good.
It's not that continuous.
Well, so far so good. It's good news. How about you, Nilu?
All right. Okay, this is the problem with me. When I need to do stop meditation, it's not easy. When I don't need to do stop meditation is easy.
Do you know why?
Why?
I'm asking you.
Oh, do I know why? Maybe because I need to do it at the time that I need it more intensely?
No. You have to do it when you don't need it, all the time. So when you need it, you have your soldiers with you. And the reason that you cannot do it because you have a weakness toward whatever is disturbing you. What do? You bring all your tools and let them cooperate with each other. If a stop meditation cannot penetrate, then do the
trust.
If not that one, say, am I a man or a woman? Do I have problem or not? Is this problem real or not? Is my thoughts real or not? And what happens is in the gap between two sets of questions to another set of opposite, you find yourself. And it needs practice, and all of us at times can fail at it because it depends what button is pushed. And those are our opportunity then. We do more prevention for it.
Satyam, I don't understand. When you say when I need it, I do it, I mean, ritual, like I do everything.
Well, that's prevention. That's a smart, that's a good way of doing it.
Oh, because I need it.
Yeah. And then when there is time that, you know, you're concerned more or then you did what you did about Ardalan. You see, you brought another tools of trust and you know, you went into silence and you dissolved it. By the time you came down, he was in the room.
Mm-hmm. I think stop meditation 24 hours a day.
Good.
Either with good or bad.
Good.
Situation.
All right.
So if some worldly disaster situation happens, it takes me I can't say even minutes, a few seconds, do the stop meditation and the light, the inner light shines.
Okay. How about you, Richard?
The stop meditation is effective for me. It's not constant there. My mind is active during a lot of period of time, but at any moment in time when I find that my work has intruded and created a hurry or impatience or any concern at all, I'll immediately do a stop meditation and a physical stop of whatever I was doing. And at that point in time, it usually totally dissolves. Mm-hmm. And I may not, there's a good possibility, I won't do where I was going and what I was going to do. I won't do it. Mm-hmm. Only because that was part of what was causing the problem. And I find out any time that I can't do the stop meditation, it's because something is important in the world, and that makes it more difficult for me to do the stop. But if I persist with the stop for just a short period of time, the concern with that, which was in the
world, persistent is very, very important.
But sometimes it shows that it's not important to the
when world. You need it.
Any time that it's a problem with the world, I have no problem letting it go. But it's when it's close to the individual that I have to work at it.
Yeah. How about you, Soyuja?
I used to do it
religiously in the beginning. And then it, the form of it changed. It became more meaningful. It was not just stop meditation anymore. It became stop remedying. It became stop fixing. It became stop trying to change it.
Yes.
It became, and then now it's a way of life.
Good, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. It's the expansion of not going with the mind. When you do go with it, there is no reason to fix. You just stay in your state of being.
Merci.
That's it.
I do practice it a lot. There are times, like the Nyingma says, when my mind has a tendency to kind of go crazy.
Okay.
But then I use it, like you said, to bring it back.
Yes.
My question has always been with the stop meditation that it always takes me to the state of being. So, is that where I'm supposed to be when I'm stopping?
Yes. Yes.
So
your state of being is visible when your thoughts aren't visible.
And the beauty of stop meditation is it becomes part of you. It makes the art of living thing perfect.
Okay, now we have the purpose of a stop meditation, which is very purposeful, very purposeful, because no advice will penetrate without having this grip on this. Because anything that is being said can be twisted if we go with the thoughts, and after a while loses its potency. The next one is a trust meditation. The trust meditation purpose is to take you to an absolute confidence in the self and release of anxious thoughts. Is it doing that for you guys when you practice it?
Very well.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay. You are, Richard.
The trust meditation is good in one way, in fact, that I can function in life and lay everything in trust. But at the point in time where there's any anxiousness or any hurry or anything else, the trust meditation does not help me until I've stopped.
Yeah, because that's the base. Just to look at that.
Then I trust, and then what happens is, as I told you before, maybe whatever was causing me to be anxious or to deal doesn't happen or doesn't get done or something that changed. And that's because I stopped, and this is okay, now what am I supposed to do? A lot of times I don't do what I'm supposed to do.
Now, very good, Richard. It's nice to know that you can tailor the usage of your tool the way your temperament goes. But a stop is always the screen for any other penetration. Without that, you might as well just mimic and like a parrot, you know, knowledge from one book to the other, from, and you will never own it. Never own it. Now, I like to go to something I haven't done that was given to me many, many years ago, I would say about 18 years ago or so, is the sword of truth. That is discrimination, art of living, how you go through your life active, not those of us that are not active, the ones that are householder or they work full-time, the ones that have to deal with colleagues and friends and all sorts of things outside of their life. The sword is the sword of discrimination that takes you into elimination, not this, not this, not this, not this. What is the sort? The sort is that is always available to us, like the self is. Anytime you see discord, disease, disharmony, you take this sort and lash it. In other words, you cut it in half with the sword of discrimination, the sword of truth. The later on I found out, I think Richard brought the Bible and showed it to me, that there is a mention of this sword. What is it?
It's in Revelation.
How does it go?
Revelation is in relationship to the Father who's coming back, and he rides on a horse, and he has a huge crown pair, and he wears orange,
no,
and
white.
He has a sword coming out of his mouth.
Yes, this is the sword that we are talking about. This is the sort of cutting. This is sort of your wisdom. That's what it means. So when you cut it, it loses its reality. Because you know better. You cut it, loses reality. You cut it, it loses its reality. This method is equal to am I man or woman? Pretty much equal. It depending on how you want to do it. It's like, I don't know when it was, just recently, I had some physical problem. And I sit down and I said, am I a man or a woman? Was I born or not? And what I'm trying to say is no time in your life you will not use to pull it out, you know, now and then. And that would take care of it. Any other you guys can remember? It was about a dozen of them.
Erase,
yes. Yeah, the erase is...
the bleach. Yeah.
Cleaning the house, yes. The erase is when you want the reality, if you're too attached to your body, what if it's something wrong with me, or why is my mind this messy, and oh, I hope my leg is not something bad, or, you know, this and that, or whatever thoughts. You just begin to erase. And what you're erasing is your consciousness, because the body is forming there. So as you're erasing the body, your consciousness also is erased. And in that, immediately you see the state of being. Now, little by little, the practices begin to fall. But nevertheless, never lose the box.
Right.
Never lose the box. I've done it and I have bear the fruit of it. You know? Until the last drop. Even when all the practices, everything has dropped and there is no need for it, there will be a need. So be faithful to it and loyal to it and safeguard it and use it. Don't let too much dust sit sitting on it.
How do you do the erase again?
Let's do it.
Elimination.
Mama, فکر کن که یه
پاکون
دستت. یه پاکون بزرگ.
تخت پاکون.
تخت پاکون بوده. همینطور نه پاکون. مداد پاکون. مداد پاکون بزرگ. یه دست نامرئی میاد از انگشت پات همینطور پاک میکنه میره بالا. پاک میکنه میره بالا با مداد پاک کن.
دست نامرئی؟
آره.
یعنی وجود تو پاک میکنه؟ یعنی چی رو پاک میکنه؟
فیزیکال.
فیزیکال.
فیزیکال.